Yeah, you know, the one of the easiest things at first is ask somebody outside of your bubble, hey, do you mind clicking on these two links? One is to our website and the other one's to my, maybe it's Facebook, maybe it's LinkedIn. And do you mind just give me a quick review or a quick impression of that? Most people don't look at that. And you go back and say, well, your banner doesn't really fit. You actually have the generic banner behind your link, you know, LinkedIn profile. You have a picture, but not that. The links don't make sense, or you don't have a description. Just some of these basic things, because the reality is people are clicking on it. People are seeing it. So discount it too far doesn't make sense anymore. So doing a quick audit, most people on your website, if you know the stats, the easy takeaway, I tell everybody, homepage and about us are the only things to worry about in the beginning, right? Until you knock those out, don't worry about the subpages. So is it easy to navigate? Are your pictures old? Are they blurry? I mean, every day we see bad websites and everyone knows it. And they're like, I know my website's bad. And they're not always that bad at all. But almost every website, you see things on there that if you just took 5-10 minutes and had a partner to make sure you did them quickly and easy, there's things to keep it up to date. It's usually images, links, and contacts. Make sure that contact is easy to find. Bearing it down at the bottom often means it doesn't get checked. So simply audit your own thing and ask somebody else to do it. They'll give you some really good, usable tips. And ask your partner, your web design partner, marketing partner, to see if they can help you with it.
Welcome to the Rockstars Rocking Podcast, powered by Voluntary Disruption, a show dedicated to people who are crushing their business and life goals. These are bite-sized conversations with leading rock stars in their respective industry who are pumped to share their story to help drive you to the next level. So, are you ready to rock? Speaking of rock stars, here's your host, Eric Silverman.
Hey, rock stars, welcome back to another episode of Rockstars Rockin'. That's hashtag for Rockstars Rockin'. And this is a show where I am always highlighting rock stars crushing it, killing it, rocking it in their respective industry. And today is no different. Please help me welcome my good friend, Jeff Hill, owner and president of eTechnos, eTechnos.com. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Eric, what's going on, man? Great to be here.
Hey man, I am living the dream just like you, I'm sure. I'm so fired up and happy to have you on the show. And I can't wait to share with our listeners exactly what you do and how you do it. So without further ado, because these are bite-sized shows, my friend, I'm just going to jump right in if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's do it.
So let me ask you a question. You know, those of you that, those folks that are listening that don't know you and don't know your company, eTechnos, eTechnos.com, give us a thumbnail sketch in general of what you do, who you are. And then if you don't mind afterwards, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you got into the business, but tell folks about yourself.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. It's really cool to have a single focus, and my entire professional background has been in employee benefit technology and marketing. So since 1997, all I've done is messed with benefit portals, websites, marketing, communication, online enrollment, all these kind of things that have to do with just the industry I know, independent, small benefit and agencies, and you know, obviously sometimes connected to PNC and some wealth management sometimes as partner. But when you have a single focus, not having to worry about what a great website is for a barbecue manufacturer or a cupcake, you know, creator, then you really get good at what works and what doesn't. And my background in the benefits world and being in enrollment meetings and knowing about renewal struggles and finding the right piece and, oh, we got a BOR in the good way and then we didn't in the bad way. That's the way we live as a partner or agency. So we build websites, we use social media, we do content marketing just alongside an agency because most firms don't have somebody that's what they do. Or if they do, it's not necessarily what they're born to do. And so we tried to find that sweet spot of let's create your authentic voice. Let's create a brand of you, whether it's a small brand, an entry level into I need a basic website, and a LinkedIn profile, all the way up to established agencies with really well thought out messaging on their website, social brand, blog, all those kind of things. It goes from small to big and everything in between. And we love having, I guess the best part of having that single focus is that when new things come out, we're not just, hey, Google Plus, oh man, you're missing the boat. People outside of the industry will always give you suggestions of what should be better. You're missing this, you're losing revenue for not doing that. And a lot of those things in our world, absolutely, and benefits is not, it doesn't work.
Yeah,
it's so not true for other people, for us. And so we get to live through that. And we spend years trying all these things. So when I talk to an agency and go, hey, let me just give you assurance. We could spend money on that, but it isn't going to be worth the time in most cases, and save all that stuff. So we love having that single focus.
Yes. Yeah, so for those of you who have never heard of eTechnos, basically, as Jeff just talked about, they're a single point shop, a single stop for a benefit producer, a benefit agency, an insurance agency, a brokerage, if you will. They also have a P&C division, and that's all they focus on, with laser-like precision and accuracy. So, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I'll fall on my own sword only because of ignorance. I didn't know any better. You know, my company website, when we were redesigning it years ago and we were resetting it up, we wanted to hire a company to help us with it, but we didn't know where to start. So after a lot of research with Google, of course, just like anybody, we centered on a company that did a great job. I can't throw them under the bus in any capacity. They're fantastic, and I do recommend them. But the reality is they're not laser focused on the insurance and employee benefits world the way that I am as my full-time day job. And it was a good experience, but there was some things that after a lot of reflection and understanding of what Jeff's company does that I wish I would have had. So with all that said, we ended up switching our company website management and design and hosting to Jeff at eTechnos. And I did so based on the recommendation of many other industry colleagues and professionals and partners of mine all across the country that already work with Jeff and his team at eTechnos. And I'm glad I did. And I really believe it's because of that laser focused on the insurance and employee benefits space. You know, it's interesting, Jeff, you know, you're not, I don't believe, currently a licensed insurance producer, but there was a time that you were a licensed insurance producer and you could have gone down the road of going into the insurance business and selling quote unquote health insurance and other surrounding benefits, but you chose not to. That in and of itself just allows me the refreshing understanding that we're talking to somebody that gets employee benefits and knows how to talk the talk, speak the speak for what it's worth. Can you talk about your background as far as where this whole web company started and why and how you started focusing on employee benefits and insurance of all things? Could have focused on cupcakes and you chose benefits.
Yeah, you know, our story is, I'm proud of it, and I'm so thankful and blessed how it ended up this way. So being at an independent agency in Austin, Texas, just like so many of you guys out there, we had the online enrollment, and we kind of create our own benefit portals with a super big techie guy. It's probably, we always joked that it was in his mom's basement up in New York, you know, but didn't speak anything insurance. Right. And here I was learning the benefits world and what client meetings are like. We wanted to create these great things. So I found my own authentic voice going, I can speak benefits and insurance and enrollment and renewals and EOBs, but I get how that fits in with technology. And so I found myself being the guy that could talk to our clients and talk to our developer about what we needed. And that that role in between as a dawning age of benefit technology specialist consultant. And then I got really lucky that my first boss, principal of our agency, founded this thing called United Benefit Advisor with another agency in Indianapolis. So I got to have this dawning original choice of going down the producer route, or this really cool thing of this association of agencies nationwide. I chose that one because it let me speak to what felt great to me, where I felt comfortable and my authentic, what gave me energy was presenting to people that had that aha moment of like, somebody gets us and can help us, guide us through these things. And that's what I love. And then I got to do it for 130, 140 agencies nationwide, in office, in person, traveled the country for almost 4 years, visiting with these agencies just to say, let me help you with how we can use your website as a tool and as a marketing that's different than other agencies. So I get to reinforce it, get to know folks. And then that story took that next twist of going, I would regularly run into agencies and partners and producers going, okay, you taught us all this stuff and you're fired up about it, but we don't know how to do it. We don't have the person. We don't have a Jeff or somebody like that. And I check on them, 2 months later and say, how's it going? We got a great meeting. And they're like, well, we haven't got to it, right? Okay. My renewal specialist is not a logo resizer or a hyperlink creator. And so that was the, hey, can you love this stuff. You get it. Can we just engage you? And that was my entrepreneurial moment of going, hey, I have a lot of friends in the industry that are asking for this. Got the blessing, created eTechnos almost 16 years ago. So this morning and back in 2005, we basically had the same goal. We get to try to get as many agencies to know there's a partner out there that speaks your speak, if you will, cares more about client services than typical web folks. We all have that similar experience sometimes of they like to build a website, but not service reoriented, and things take a long time and things don't get updated unless you nudge them. We want to get rid of all that because we care about prospecting, first impressions, forwarding relationships. So I got to go from that traveling country to show them to now being available to agencies of all types to be the hands-on. And so there's 9 of us at eTechnos. We're not huge, we're not small, but we're a nimble kind of a small business only focused on benefits to do that web and marketing based on what we love. So I think our background built us perfectly that I don't think any other web firm would want to be hyper-focused on just benefits. But that's our home and that's what we feel great about. So we love it.
Yes. So talk about this for a second. So United Benefit Advisors, otherwise known as UBA, very well known in our industry. You were, I believe, one of their first hires, one of their first employees. You were director of technology. And that was kind of the springbuck that got you to the springboard that got you to where you're at today. And I know you work with a number of UBA partners and agencies, many of whom I know, they're partners of mine, they're friends of mine, colleagues, et cetera. When you are talking to a prospect, if you will, right? When you're talking to me, you first met me many, many, many months ago, what are the, I know my challenges, but what are the typical common challenges you hear from a frustrated benefit agency owner or technology person within the agency who's looking to find a new web company? What are some of the things you hear most? There's got to be some commonalities between every prospect.
Yeah, the challenge of outsider world is that if you don't know an industry, then a marketing or web or social media vendor has to try to figure out what does your company do, how it gets paid, all the things that take up a large amount of time. And then they have to figure out how does all this stuff fit in and what's a strategy that works. And often our industry is completely unknown to other people outside of it. So they don't get why don't you have a buy me button on your website? Well, we're not, that doesn't the way that work with us. And so, and web design and social media seems to always be a back burner item. Not because it's not important, it's because it hits these creative muscles that most people go, okay, I have ideas. I just don't know how to put them into action.
And it's time consuming. That's been my challenge.
And it's stressful. So it goes, okay, I know we need to do it. That didn't quite fit right. I know in other web and marketing, right, they rely on you to tell them and teach them and educate them. And that's a very big part of that that takes a lot of time and it often doesn't land you always in the right spot. So when we can skip all that, that's when I can say like, hey, we know all these things already. Who visits your website and why? And by the way, let me tell you stats-wise, who visits your website and what page did they click on and why? And so we can save you some of these. You know, you're really stressing about the third paragraph on the fourth hyperlink subpage of services.
Wait, you're talking about me?
Yeah. By the way, I can show you the stats. They're only there for 30 to 40 seconds, right? And it's usually 2 clicks. And it's usually home and then the about. You want to see your team and the pictures. And then it's like, let me just help you go, let's not worry about that because they're not getting a cup of coffee and scheduling time to review your website fully. So let's take that off the plate. And then also, of course, we can suggest back to people what works and what doesn't, what looks great, maybe some things to consider. We skip a lot of steps and get right into, let us help you with the content. Let us help you with the design. Let you just look at it. Because you know what? Everyone has a hard time describing what they want to see. All of us. I do. I have a hard time with that. So when you can just present things and change it from asking to let me suggest some things to you and you give me some feedback and then we'll unpack it and redesign something for you, it's a lot better and smoother process.
So it's interesting. One of my, and you tell me I'm wrong here. Tell me if I'm wrong by all means, but me personally, and I don't know if I speak for the mass majority of the world, but nowadays, and I'll say this, I'm not discounting websites. I have one and I love it and you help me with it. But with that said, I feel like in my industry, in our industry, the employee benefits world, at least me, I check somebody's LinkedIn profile oftentimes prior to their website. So if I get their company name, I get the company, the person's name, the first thing I think to do, which is new, it wasn't like this years ago, I'll go put them on the LinkedIn search first. And then the second stop is I go right to their website. Am I the only one, or do you believe that's becoming?
No, they're more balanced now. It used to only be website and then they happen to click around. Now it's probably more half and half rather than over slanted on one side or the other. It's just the natural progression. If they're active on any of those profiles, they'll go there first.
Right.
Just like you're active on those kind of things. The rest of them are clicks from email signatures, referrals, and the online business card check, right? The first impressions, you know, you got 3 or 4 seconds on that website visit to have them stick around or just click back and go on to the next thing they might have to do that day. So no, you're totally right.
So what's in our last couple minutes here, what's one or two quick tips that you might be able to give as some quick advice for folks considering that they want to revamp their site or put some new ideas to their site, other than just calling you, because we know that. But in general, what's something they might want to ask their current firm to do or consider trying?
Yeah, you know, the one of the easiest things at first is ask somebody outside of your bubble, hey, do you mind clicking on these two links? One is to our website and the other one's to maybe it's Facebook, maybe it's LinkedIn. And do you mind just give me a quick review or a quick impression of that? Most people don't look at that. And you go back and say, well, your banner doesn't really fit. You actually have the generic banner behind your LinkedIn profile. You have a picture, but not that. The links don't make sense, or you don't have a description. Just some of these basic things, because the reality is people are clicking on it. People are seeing it. So discounting it too far doesn't make sense anymore. So doing a quick audit, most people on your website, if you know the stats, the easy takeaway I tell everybody, homepage and about us are the only things to worry about in the beginning, right? Until you knock those out, don't worry about the subpages. So is it easy to navigate? Are your pictures old? Are they blurry? I mean, every day we see bad websites. And everyone knows it. And they're like, I know my website's bad. And they're not always that bad at all. But almost every website, you see things on there that if you just took 5-10 minutes and had a partner to make sure you did them quickly and easy, there's things to keep it up to date. It's usually images, links, and contacts. Make sure that contact is easy to find. Bearing it down at the bottom often means it doesn't get checked. So simply audit your own thing and ask somebody else to do it. They'll give you some really good, usable tips. And ask your partner, your web design partner, marketing partner, to see if they can help you with it.
I like it. That's a really good idea. I never thought about that. Having somebody just ask them as a favor, can you just give me a quick review? Take a few minutes and tell me your initial thoughts and impressions. That's really good. All right, good. Well, listen, I've said it before, we can contact Jeff at etechnos.com. We can find his contact info. I'm sure you're about us and contact info is easily able to be found. But in general, are you on LinkedIn? A lot of my connections are. What can people message you there?
Yep, absolutely. LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and our web.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on the show, Jeff. It's been a pleasure. Appreciate all you do for me and my team and all the partners across the country that I work with that we know also sing your praises. And for everybody on my side of the world, everybody in post-production, everybody on the website, on behalf of me, I'm Eric Silverman. That's Jeff Hill. And this has been another rock star episode of Rockstars Rockin'. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to the show anywhere you consume podcasts. Subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you smash that little bell so you can get notified every time there's a new episode dropping on Wednesdays each and every week. And that's all I got. We've said it all, Jeff. So don't just have a great day. Make it a great day, because I know I will. Thanks, Jeff.
See you guys. Appreciate it. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Rockstars Rocking Podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you consume podcasts. And if you feel so inclined, please leave us a review. 5 stars would totally rock. Until next time, Rockstars, keep rocking.